In 2018, Raya Meredith went to a music festival and experienced an unlawful strip search by the New South Wales Police. A male officer conducted the search, leaving Miss Meredith vulnerable. However, she decided to take legal proceedings against the police. The case has become a class act led by Slater and Gordon and the Red Fern Legal Centre, being the largest class action against any police force in Australian history. Today, the New South Wales Supreme Court awarded significant damages to Miss Meredith and finding strip searching unlawful. The Supreme Court has also found out the New South Wales police's training conducting searches were inadequate. The Wise Eduardo Jordan, our supervising solicitor at Redfern Legal Centre, Samantha Lee, to explain more about the case and what this win means.
Raya was attending a music festival and was pulled out of the line due to a drug dog indication. And she was taken from that indication to a kind of make-do cubicle and asked to take off all of her clothes and to squat. And she was wearing a tampon at the time and to partly remove that tampon. As this was happening, a male police officer walked by and gave her bag back to the other officer who was conducting the strip search. There was nothing found on her, but she was obviously extremely traumatised by the experience, and she has been the lead plaintiff in this class action.
So what does this mean for young people at festivals in a similar situation?
Well, what this judgment means is really that potentially all of the strip searches that police have conducted over many years are or have been unlawful. The judgment that came down today has clearly stated that there's a very high bar that police need to meet to conduct a strip search, and that high bar hasn't been met in these circumstances. So in this case, the lead plaintiff was awarded near to $100,000, and there will be awards of money given out to those who have registered for the class action, which is around 3,000. It could move up to around 6,000 people.
Now, what were the main concerns regarding, in this case, regarding the New South Wales Police's tactics on strip searching young people?
Well, as Justice Yehia said, it became routine. It just morphed into a general search, which is not how Parliament intended this legislation to act out. Parliament intended for a strip search to be only conducted in very exceptional circumstances. Instead, we've seen thousands of strip searches being conducted per year in New South Wales, which is just not how the law is meant to operate on the ground.
Now, so after handing this decision down, you mentioned that this was a class action. What's next in the process?
The next stage is for the parties to work out the damages for the class members. We know that the lead plaintiff has been awarded near $100,000, but need to work out for the other plaintiffs the damages. An important part of this action is that the judge awarded what's called exemplary damages, and what that damage sends out to the state is only awarded to punish the state for a systemic failing towards the people of New South Wales. So it's really important that the judge did award exemplary damages in this case.
I'm guessing there will be more young people coming into this class action. Where can they get more information about this?
Yeah, so people can still register for the class action, either go to our website, Redfern Legal Centre, or to Slater and Gordon's website. We are also looking at moving forward with Slater and Gordon, whether there's a potential for claims for those who were strip searched from 2023 onwards as well. This action has been powered by the courage of young people. The government did not stand up for them, so they stood up for themselves, and today they have been awarded for their courage.
That was Samantha Lee from Redfern Legal Centre speaking with the Wise Eduardo Jordan.